comes that rainy day feeling again. And soon my tears, they will be falling like rain.
Fucking Christ.
And then Ben was having issues too. His shit slowed down and then he stopped being able to hear. So he dropped off and he's going to try and dial back in again.
Yeah, my, as soon as I turned on Zoom, like everything just stopped fucking working.
Well, Zoom sucks. Zoom is a poorly written application that they're trying to make better over time, but it was, you know, thrust into popularity out of nowhere. And it's a big fucking resource hog. So that could be it. Maybe they're also having system issues, or it was just unrelated issues.
But like my mouse wasn't working right, and my headphones weren't connecting, and my recorder wasn't doing its thing. Like it was like, holy shit, what just happened?
You opened a shitty program. I'm trying to remember if Zoom is optimized for M1. I think it is now.
I don't know. But I was like, I can't get anything right. So I'm fucking restarting the computer.
Yeah. You're a little stuttery a little bit still. Not too bad, but like.
I mean, it doesn't really matter as far as my end goes, but if you guys can hear me okay, I guess that's fine.
I can hear you, but the audio is stuttered. And like when you said, okay, it was like, okay. Rory.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what that's all about.
I'm going to say Zoom, but I'm recording straight off my mic and then recording you guys. So.
Oh, gotcha. So yeah, I guess as long as we sound okay.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of the edit last week.
So fucking stupid.
Did you take the audio from that sketch or did you just recreate it?
No, I took it.
You took that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty much that sounds the same as when if either of us were to do it.
Yeah. I remember Trey and Matt did that.
I'm back.
Oh,
there you are.
Dennis. Oh, thank Christ.
Shit.
It's been quite.
Now we don't have to ever. We're fine with Trey and Matt. Did.
Yeah, see, you sound like you're going into the Matrix.
Yeah, you press the Tron button. We're going to have to do this again. How do I sound? Do I sound? No. Just stop.
Stop talking. Stop talking. Don't talk. Zip your mouth. Restart. Holy shit. You were so. You're like Basil Exposition when Austin sees him in the 90s and he freaks out. Now he's completely frozen. He was like trying to download the episode 2 trailer in QuickTime.
It was 2002. It was episode 1. I was trying to do it on, I think it had to have been dial up. I don't think we had DSL yet.
And we didn't have DSL until we moved to La Palma.
Right, but I was living in La Palma when the episode 1 trailer came out, but I don't think we had DSL. I think that even prompted us. I mean, I don't know who was, I think it was Seth at the time, but like prompted us to get DSL at that time. And I remember waiting at least a half hour and like only getting 10 seconds and like in QuickTime you could watch what's been downloaded so far and just like watching like those tanks coming over the hill, like there were many of them or whatever the fucking first line is, and some tanks are coming over. And then I went to Jack in the Box, I got like food, I ate it, I came back, and like it wasn't even halfway done at that point. It's, and now you can get stuff instantaneously. Except high definition 4K programming. Except for Ben. That's too bad. Well, maybe you could record in the afternoon again without me.
No. I wanted this over with. I got stuff to do. Is he even aware Do you think he's aware of us?
What do you mean? Oh, there he is.
But he's...
It's like, I'm aware.
But he hasn't spoken.
You told me not to.
Oh. The last time, before you reset, it was just garbled Matrix speak.
Right.
And you flashing around the screen, and it was a little frightening.
It was like...
For some reason, I think what's going on is I have like no signal on my phone, which is weird because I normally do in this exact spot. So my hotspot, I guess, was being less reliable than my actual internet. So
I feel I feel like we should be in a place where the hotspot and the internet work together and say, okay, listen, this is how we're going to do it. You've got this much power, so you lift this much energy. And the internet's like, I'll take care of the rest, or vice versa. Work together.
I don't know how anything works, but that makes sense to me.
Yeah, if you have two internets, it should work better than one internet.
Right, like
I know that's not how it works.
That's just math.
But I mean, I feel like let's go. You're all working for the same cause. You all want the same goal.
I should have twice as much internet right now.
Right.
Between my hotspot and the Wi-Fi. Internet 2.
Recording in progress.
And
you got it.
I want to capture this shit because this is the gold.
I'm used to it now.
Well, I've been having this issue with my mouse where, so like, if my mouse stops responding, I understand that like a cat hair or something is on top of the
sensor. Optical thing.
So I load off, and then I go about my day. Like, when I opened up Zoom, I blew into my mouse so hard, but for some reason, it was just not
connecting.
How
hard did you blow into it?
Burn.
That wasn't funny at all. Oh. You're not going to match with anybody with that answer.
So you blew it really hard, but it still didn't do any good, huh?
No.
Because it turns out Zoom was not a mouse issue.
Right. You're such a good answer. You blew. God damn it.
Sorry. Okay. I like how the show always is now has the opening tech talk.
Right. Which is.
Is it talk or is it just complaints?
Because nothing fucking works.
It's complaints because it's not working.
What's funny so last week.
So I want you to say one good thing about technology, and then you could do one critical thing. I want things to be balanced. So say something nice that you like about technology.
The best thing about technology is I don't have to smell Ryan.
Ooh.
Oh, super. Oh, that, hey, you know what's funny though?
I was expecting.
What's funny is last week we recorded in two parts. If people didn't know that already, but when Ben and I came back in the afternoon to finish the episode and Ryan didn't. We also started talking about fucked up shit that wasn't working right.
Right.
I decided to cut that out.
It's probably for the best.
You know, it's a bit frustrating because you're right. It is every time. And here's this thing that we always do. And why can't we just like turn it on and have it work every time?
Or why can't we try Skype?
Yeah, okay.
Or
sure. Whatever. I'm cool. I'm not married to it.
I'm down for whatever.
I know.
But then we can spend the first 10 minutes talking about Skype and how different it is or whatever.
Yeah. I have a couple of corrections if you want to hear those. From last week's episode. It's not polar. It's Waterloo. Waterloo is the water that makes
that
the really
like.
Good cherry and the really good peach. So it's got more flavor, but I'm wondering if you're just looking for something sweeter, but I feel like the flavor in this is more in your face.
I like the flavor. Yeah, I'm okay with the sparkling water thing. I don't need it to actually have to be sweet, but I think what happened is I got a craving for soda. I just wanted to have a soda.
Yeah.
So I actually, yesterday I went to the store and I got a 2 liter of caffeine-free Diet Coke just to, so I could taste it and realize, oh, that's terrible. I can go back to my LaCroix.
But so, try, give Waterloo a shot. You can get it at Target.
It's the LaCroix of San Dimas.
Yeah.
Oh, so speaking of that, what is the name of the water park they visit in Bill and Ted's?
Oh boy,
Waterloo.
I know,
right?
The answer. I know. Oh, wait, what the answer is and what they're saying it
no.
is.
No, I know. No. So you're correct. Just like the entire world would think it was Waterloo, especially since Napoleon visits there.
Right.
It's actually Waterloops. LOOPS.
Oh, huh.
Or so says Ed Solomon, writer of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
No,
and somebody tried to correct him online. He was like, "No, it is. It's Waterloops."
Trust me, I wrote it. And also, my name backwards is Denomalos. That's where they got that character's name.
Oh, the more you know.
Waterloops, eh? That's kind of creepy. Eh? I don't want to do a loop de loop in a water slide. Actually, I've recently decided that I don't think I ever need to go on a water slide again. I don't like it.
I think I'm going to stop doing hamster style.
Exactly. It does come up actually. You know, we take the kid. We've got a water park here in town, and it's like, oh, water slides. I started thinking about it. It's like, you know, I get up there. I don't like that part. I don't want to go down. I'm too big. And then you get the splash, and I'm an adult. I can say, "Hey, this doesn't move my chariot." Or I couldn't come up with a phrase in time. So that's not for me.
If you don't want to go on it, that's fine. That's okay.
I'm 45.
Yeah,
old enough to give up on water slides.
The chariot.
Oh yeah, exactly.
cool.
My real name's Ben Hur.
The last time I went to a water park was with you guys. We were still using film camera. I remember it was maybe you got a waterproof
disposable.
Yeah.
I still have those pictures. They're amazing.
Yeah.
That was whatever Pirates of the Caribbean came out. That's my memory is that we went to the water park and then later that night we went and saw Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, that sounds like a great day.
The Curse of the Black Pearl. Yeah, it was a fantastic day. Fun in the sun, right?
Nautical.
Not cool?
No. Nautical.
Nautical. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
Pretty cool.
So, what's everyone been up to? How are we doing?
Good. Nothing.
Nothing?
I feel like... Dude, I've been watching these Daniel Craig movies again.
Uh-huh.
I'm excited for that new one.
You're getting fired up. The Onion released an article this week saying that No Time to Die has been bumped to November 2019 or something like that.
Well, the thing is, it was supposed to come out like November 2019. And then they're like, we need more time. Or it was because Danny Boyle. So they're like, oh, we're going to move it to March 2020.
Jeez.
Whoops. But yeah, that's all I could think about. I don't know how much people pay attention to the trailers, but they keep calling Lashana Lynch the new 00.
Oh,
because she is, because we knew in the last movie, Inspector, that James Bond retired, so clearly they're gonna fill in his slot. So I don't know why they're not saying 7.
Maybe to save it, just that last part. That's the teaser.
Yeah.
I'll give you the first two digits for free, but the third one, you got to watch the movie.
There's like shots of James Bond in MI6 with the visitor badge.
Mm-hmm.
So he's clearly not working there anymore. And M calls him Bond. And M always calls him 007.
Oh.
Like the clues are all in the trailers. Like he's
all right.
But my hope moving forward is at the end of the movie, or even at the beginning, we get a Lashana Lynch gun barrel sequence. And
that sounds cool.
Let's move forward with this 007.
And just keep the franchise going and like change it up, mix it up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a 007 movie. It's not a James Bond. Anyway, I'm super excited. It's 2 hours and 43 minutes, which is too much, man.
That's a lot.
It's 20 minutes longer than Skyfall. And it's like, Skyfall is so long. It's so long.
That's too much story. It's almost too much story to try to tell in one go.
Yeah. And then they got Hans Zimmer to do the score.
And I think that is a negative.
100% negative.
Did he do the score for Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl, right?
No.
But
nope.
Did
Klaus Badelt did.
Oh, okay.
So Klaus Badelt did the score to that.
And if I remember correctly,
Hans Zimmer takes credit.
But the mnemonic is, in your opinion, he's actually Klaus Goodelt.
Yeah, I think I just said that because it wasn't Hans Zimmer.
Okay.
But it was one of those things where I swear to God, Hans Zimmer was like, a movie based on a ride? No thanks. And then it became popular. He's like, I'm doing the next one.
Okay.
And then he said he did the themes for it and just gave him the Klaus Badelt. And I'm like, well, you do that to every movie. So why is your name not on this one?
Right.
Anyway, fuck that guy.
Anyhow.
hope he doesn't jack up this movie. I have a correction concerning Why the Last Man.
Go ahead.
Last week I mentioned that there are commercial breaks. And I thought that was odd. It didn't occur to me at the time. I am super fancy and have the commercial free version of Hulu, and Hulu does have commercial breaks.
You're right.
I forget because I went and I ended up getting the Disney bundle, which is costing me the same thing. Except now I get ESPN for free. So cool.
Okay. Bonus.
But I realized that I got the commercial free Hulu and I'm like, oh, got it. Understand.
That's why. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. I didn't even think of it that way. Because
you have commercial free Hulu?
Yeah, exactly. So same.
It's the fucking best. $3 a month to not see commercials?
Yeah. Please.
Yeah, thanks.
Because, and you know what happened is I was on when my brother was living here, I was on his Hulu. And then when he left, he was like, okay, guys, you have to get your own now. And so I signed up for the commercial one. You know, I'm going to be cheap. I'll do $7.99 a month. And I lasted like a week before I was like, okay, I've got another $3. I can scrape together.
Yeah. I mean, $3 for less than a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I just had to sacrifice one of my precious avocado toasts.
Yeah. It's fine. Do you want to talk about Why the Last Man?
I would love to do that.
Really?
Here on the Dharma Lars podcast.
I'm waiting for Ryan to pop back in because I think Ryan's not too excited about the show. I don't even know if he... Oh, here he is. I don't even know if he watched the second episode.
I did watch the second episode, and I enjoyed the second episode more than I enjoyed the first one.
Oh.
Although that was...
not saying much.
That's not saying a lot. But yeah, this was more enjoyable.
I went back and listened to last week's episode, and I realized that there was foreshadowing that Ryan was going to not like the show, and then it never played out because he cut out of the second half. And he had even sent us like a picture on the group text of the picture of the writer of episode one of Why the Last Man, and it was Basil Exposition.
I don't think I saw that. I never checked the group chat.
It goes fast sometimes.
Yeah, it does go fast. I don't know. I mean, we've already discussed episode one. It's, you know, my fault that I was not there.
Not necessarily.
To wrap up the lot. No, you're right. It wasn't, but...
it was funny because you just, like... my whole thing was I knew you didn't care for episode one. And so when we were like, okay, we're going to come back and finish this up later, I'm like, Ryan's never coming back. I'll never see Ryan again.
That was his out.
And I never did. No, I enjoyed the second episode more. I mean, It's if I didn't have a podcast to record, I probably would not continue to watch it. But it's fine. There are worse things.
Yeah, there are.
You can put that on the DVD box.
There are worse things.
My whole thing with this episode is that my questions about the last episode became more frustrating.
Yeah.
There's a couple of things where I feel like, you guys, which one do you want? Do you want an abandoned city? Or do you want there's no more supplies? Like, why is there no supplies in the city of New York where you can only get a fun size Snicker bar, but also there's no one there? Like, I don't, right. Like, which one is it?
I see what you mean.
It's hard to explain.
There would have to be people around to loot it to bring it to the point of no supplies.
Right.
But if there's no people around, then there should be supplies all over the place. Like what Thanos wanted.
Right.
Like, get rid of half the people. Yeah. There's more resources.
Yeah, exactly. So things like that. Things like, I'm not very good at math, but when they showed the hash marks, it took me about 10 seconds to see that over 7 days.
I 100% was expecting that. When I was going, I was like, oh, Ralph's going to have a hard time with this.
But then they did the one hashtag where I think, okay, so the top row was equal to 20 days.
Yes.
And there was four rows of, so it was something like 60 days, maybe?
63, I counted.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it was three rows and it was 63.
Listen. Listen to me.
Now
call your mom.
Okay. Four rows.
Call your mom.
Hira?
It's been that long. What? Jorg!
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's got a phone.
Spray painting. He's got a phone, and I know the cell signal was bad last time, but that's how many months?
And yeah.
3 months. So, let's... I mean, there's cars.
Right.
If you know all the women are alive, get in your car, drive to Washington, D.C., because they're fairly close.
Yes.
It's not a long
time. From my understanding.
So for 63 days, it seems like a bit much.
It seems a lot for him to, because so what York's doing is going around and like leaving notes for Beth. He even at one point goes to Hero's apartment and leaves a note for Beth. I don't even think he leaves a note for Hero anywhere, but that's fine. He owes her money. Maybe he doesn't want to run into her.
Like, your mom is sending out these things to the people, right? Like, she's...
Yes.
There's broadcasts from the mom.
Yes.
He has to have seen these.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, 60...
There's a global catastrophe. It knocked over lamps and vases for some reason. Like,
contact your mom.
Contact your mom, dude.
And now she's the president, so...
Like, she's the president in charge of the military. There's military everywhere. Dress like a lady if you're afraid to be seen. And go up to an army guy and say, can you get on your sat phone and call the president? I'm her daughter.
Hook me up with my mom, please, and then you'll be safe and you don't have to worry about anything.
So a lot of my frustrations came from stuff like you can't get candy bars, but you're still gonna work at your cleaners, your dry cleaners. And I understand that they say this is our home, but like, now you can literally make anything your home.
Yeah, go find an apartment.
Yeah. With vases that have fallen on their side and lamps that have fallen on the couch because a man died somewhere.
Somewhere within vase distance.
That's also driving me nuts, is it wasn't an earthquake.
Right.
Guys dropped dead. So if I drop dead now.
Right.
My lamp.
There's not much you would knock over.
My lamp is fine.
Wow.
And I wouldn't walk to the other side of the couch and knock over the vase. And if I wasn't dead and if I did stay alive, I would probably take the lamp off the couch because that couch looks comfortable. Like, pick up.
True.
Pick up after yourself.
I'm going to go the other way with it. If I'm dying, I'm knocking over everything I can see. I'm taking you with me, vase.
That's my favorite thing in The Last Man on Earth is that Tandy walks around with a gun to open doors. He just goes to the place, like, walks into the supermarket, shatters the door, and just walks in completely destructive. I like
that's
that.
That's really funny. That's funny because...
Go ahead.
In that scenario, like, this is like a unique end-of-the-world scenario where he doesn't have to worry about like boarding the door up against zombies or raiders or anything.
Right.
There's nothing to worry about. There's no future that you have to take care of.
Well, so my couple of things here. These are just things that drive me nuts, and I'm going to talk about the rest of the show and the stuff I like. But there's the she's now the president, President Lane. Is talking to the dead president's widow.
Yes.
And they're kind of up in arms because they sent a helicopter into New York to find her daughter. And the first lady says something to the effect of, how are you going to find her in a city of 1 million people?
Right.
Which is it? Is there a lot of people in New York, or is there not a lot of people in New York?
Right, right.
I mean, she might just not know.
No, also,
the helicopter, listen, there are plenty of leaflets. You don't need to do another leaflet run. That city is lousy with leaflets.
If you're the kind of person who's just walking along, and you're like, there's a bunch of shit on the ground. I don't care about the ground. But oh, wait, a leaflet from the sky? Now that's got my attention. Now I'm listening.
The leaflets make sense because maybe the broadcast isn't getting everywhere. That makes sense. But like, guys, they're everywhere. Every establishing shot was just showing the leaflets hanging off of a pole or something.
Yeah, you're good.
So there's for me, it's like, which is it? What are you?
Right.
And it just drives me nuts that, like, there's just things knocked over. Like, I understand the car wrecks. Like, if I'm coughing up blood and my insides are turning to goo, I'd probably veer off the road and hit something.
Yes.
Yeah. Got it. But there's certain things where I'm just like,
come on. Yeah. Well, it's kind of stretching the disbelief a bit, because there's also, here's Yorick, and he's hanging out and he's got a candle and he's watching videos on his phone.
Yeah.
So
who's charging it?
Like, I don't want to get into the details like that,
but it's so blatant.
But it's jarring a bit.
And because they tell you earlier in the thing, in a couple weeks, we're going to lose power plants.
Right. Everywhere. In every city.
So... We must have lost the one in New York, I guess. That's why they're clearing it out. I don't know.
That and also, like, the sanitation. Because it's an island, they said that the water was backing up, and it's like there's, sewage Go ahead.
I was wondering if men controlled the drains in the subway.
Yes. Unfortunately. Yeah.
But the thing is, recently we saw what happened in New York with the flooding, and it was, like, the exact same thing. So I'm like, okay, it can't happen. But
it doesn't take much.
Yeah. So, but again, for me, it's just guys dropping dead. We're not seeing any sort of cataclysmic events.
I guess what it is just the huge immediate appearance of a lot of rotting organic matter. Mm-hmm. And that being an issue, like, there's just so many dead bodies everywhere. And that starts to get
drains.
This starts to get dangerous after a couple of days, And so that part where Yorick jumps in the water.
Don't do that.
That was about all I could remember from the episode. I went and watched it again today because all I can remember is that Yorick went in that gross water.
Probably with that Snickers bar that he gave to those ladies. I don't want this.
Yeah,
don't ask me where it's been.
Neither do I, sir. Oh, man.
those so ladies, grody. Okay, those ladies at the dry cleaners.
Yes.
I was like, this is the only guy ever, and they're holding a gun on him. But well, I guess they said they wanted to trade. They wanted to use
trade.
Trade.
Yeah.
But, like, you don't want to trade a dead guy. We're lousy with dead guys, so don't point the gun at him.
Right. He's your only potential asset. You don't want to ruin him. There's plenty of DLA, you're right. There's plenty of dead guys. I guess it's a shortcut of showing us. You know, it's funny. The show does enough to just say what's happening instead of like letting us experience it. So just instantly they're saying they're going to, if he runs into people, apparently he'll be in trouble. Like how you always have to hide an alien because the government's going to chop him up and dissect them.
Right.
But it's never put to the test. There's never a moment where you just run into someone and they're like, hey, oh, cool, dude. I thought you were all dead. Yeah. Well, have a good day. Like it's instantly the first people he sees going to pull a gun on him and try to trade him to whom?
And I feel like the sort of lost boys that are hanging out with Hero, the trans people, they're immediately going into hiding where it's like, well, why?
Well, exactly. What one of them explains, and he was saying,
doesn't like trans, or somebody doesn't like trans.
No, he was saying that it's just like he has to explain himself every day, which is something that I'm sure after transitioning, he didn't have to worry about as much. And so just to have to go into that, it's got to be jarring. It's got to add to their dysmorphia because like every day you have to, if you run into people, they're going to say, oh man. And you have to be, well, yes, I am a man. And the reason that I haven't died is because of this, this, and this. And you don't want to have to relive your transition with every person you see. That's your personal medical history.
Right. But I feel like the show is doing it because they needed to address it.
Right.
But, I mean, I feel like in the real world, when you find out that people with Y chromosomes are the ones that get wiped out, or is the opposite? I don't remember.
Yeah, no, that's right. Yeah.
Someone, they should know as a community, the reason why we're not dead is because we don't have that chromosome.
Yeah, but it should
for
be.
For the show, we have to put them in hiding so that we can justify York being in hiding.
Right. Yeah, but I see what you mean.
But I don't know why they don't explain why men are bad. It should
in
be
danger. Bad.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, they're all dead.
The implication
then,
here.
Look at what happened. We're good.
Yeah.
Or I'm good, but yeah.
I think the implication is that like I said, just you're instantly in danger for being a dude. Whatever the explanation for that is, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe all the guys died, but you didn't get him. It just hasn't been fleshed out enough. I will say, according to IMDb, the actor that played that person is also transgender. So that's a good casting move.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of how you have to go now.
It should be, yeah.
Like if like you get like, I feel like they on the CW they like to do that with their casting. If you know, if a superhero is gay, they cast a gay actor.
Nice.
You know, if you're an Italian plumber, you should probably hire an Italian actor. I'm just saying, Chris Pratt is not. It's not my Mario.
I don't get that part. And they got so many other ones that were kind of cool. Like so many other voice characters, like Jack Black and Keegan-Michael Key.
Yeah,
but that one
isn't Seth Rogen somebody too?
He's Donkey Kong.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty great. someone took one of those like animated like mess ups of Donkey Kong laughing and put Seth Rogen laughing under it, and it was great.
Perfect. So
it's one of those things where, like the eyes bulge and the animation's all fucked up. go ahead.
So there's this place that Hero is at, and it seems to be like for refugees. And as far as I can understand it, your ticket to get out of Manhattan is you have to have your husband's driver license.
No. So what's happening is people are pulling the driver's license off of dead bodies and they're putting them on a board, and the board is confirming those people have died. So you go in to look to see if your body was found dead. So you go to this place. So like, if you're like, I wonder if Ralph is alive, I'll look at this wall. I don't see his picture. But if someone finds my body, they know to take my ID and go put it on this wall. So once you know they're gone, you could be like, oh, I don't need to look for them. They're gone. I'm going to go ahead and leave the city. So the fact that Hero knew where to get that dude's ID from let the lady know that she was the one.
The other woman.
Yeah, because she
knew was wondering about the logistics of that. Like, I get that, like, oh, that's a good way to know who's dead.
It's like dog tags.
But are you just leaving it? But are you just leaving? But the point with dog tags are there's two. One to leave with the person and one to take.
Oh, that's a good point.
so if you take the ID, now there's just a corpse with no identification. And it's like, well, shit, is this guy accounted for or not?
Probably. Yeah. But I mean, most likely, if you run into a corpse with no ID, you're going to be like, oh, he's already been pickpocketed.
He's already been counted. Yeah. It's also
his favorite America song. The corpse with no ID.
It's actually, you do have to get to a point, I imagine, somewhere between the day of and day 63, where at one point your brain sort of goes, hey, it's all dudes. And made me realize, like, okay, you don't need your husband's ID. He didn't make it. None of them did. No, all the dudes are dead.
But all that's just, the dudes. Yeah. I see that. But I mean, you're probably hoping.
Of course.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You're dealing with a situation that's never really happened. You're probably, that's the best solution.
Yeah, it makes sense. Crunch. But I'm just picturing myself looking at a wall of IDs, and I know, like, if I'm at a grocery store and I'm looking at the shelf and I'm trying to find something, I find it difficult to be methodical. You know, start at the top left and go, okay, this row, now this row. My eyes just dart all over the place. So for me to look at a wall of IDs, I know I would probably be there for several hours. I just wish someone were there typing them into a database or something.
Yeah. But only sometimes computers work and sometimes they don't.
Right.
And then if they had a database, they could have uploaded to the internet. That doesn't work or does.
That does, right. Or does or does not, for as much as we know.
I think it seems like New York is a city without power. So this is the best solution they came up with.
It's a good visual for the show.
Yeah. And then who knows, maybe military is going in and rounding up, or volunteers who work for this, you know, whatever this Red Cross thing is, are actually going out and just pickpocketing.
So I get it now. I what I was thinking of is, like, you have to have your husband's license as a ticket to get out of Manhattan. No. It was more like, now that I have closure, I'm going to leave Manhattan.
Yeah.
Like I'm supposed to, because it's about to get dangerous.
Like, I'm pretty sure my husband's dead, but this proves it.
Right. Yeah, I was thinking about how we were saying, like, how quickly does it become toxic or dangerous? But I remember Katrina, and it wasn't very long thereafter where a lot of those structures that had been, like, overwhelmed were full of toxic mold.
Right. But that is a natural disaster.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
physically affected the landscape.
Something happened. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess lady animals would take over, like, start rooting around in apartments, rats and stuff. They could probably knock down the vase and lamp. so there's like stuff like that. Maybe, I guess. I shouldn't be so fixated on the vase and the lamp, but I mean, you could, it takes a second to put the vase up.
Is the artwork for this episode going to be the shot of the vase and the lamp?
probably not. I could.
So, 3:55, after everything went down, this was like the day of, she has that emergency beacon thing in her sewn into the lining of her clothes, which is like cool spy stuff.
Right.
And she, no one's answering. So she goes to the post office where her secret team has a base.
And they also have a bunch of those things.
They have a bunch of those things. And she goes through calling all the other secret bases and no one's responding.
Now, is it, like, because they're all men?
That's my question.
Or
I mean, I is think it that's the internet the assumption. Well, the other thing about that is, seems weird. It's like clearly she's broadcasting, right?
Yes,
like it's not like, a radio. Like she's direct dialing. So does she really have to like systematically go through every base? Okay, boys.
Well, if they don't answer.
Yeah, well,
my thing is,
don't you think if you're like in Santa Fe and you're hearing somebody like cold calling 20 people, you're like, let me just put it into it. Santa Fe is here. Like,
I see what you're saying, but is she broadcasting like on like a frequency, or is she like dialing like through on like a sat phone or something? What?
How about this? If I dialed you up, would I go, Ben? Can you read me, Ben? That would be my first thing that I would say. That would be the thing that I would say if I was broadcasting. I'm using your call sign.
Oh, you're right.
And I'm trying to get that. I would just like,
is anyone there?
The phone dial and then start shouting at you.
God, you know, I don't want to be so picky, like picking apart details. Like, well, I want to just like watch the show and like accept the show for what it is. And you know,
I feel like a couple of things.
That's but that's where I'm at right now. I'm sorry. Maybe
she's in a super. She's in the super secret covert operation.
Right.
When this shit gets down, they probably had some sort of contingency plan or something.
Sure.
So she was at the White House. They probably, whoever was alive, probably contacted each other immediately and said, all right, let's meet at Quadrant Alpha. And they all go to Quadrant Alpha. Then this lady shows up and then they're all gone. The agent Sarah shows up and they're all gone.
Nobody else is at base.
Yeah. Yeah, so she wasn't in communication with them the whole time. Her contact was a male, and he's probably dead, if I know the show correctly. so she just kind of showed up to the office after everyone probably completed their plan of what to do next.
Okay, so there might still be...
I feel like there should be one emergency line.
Yeah, I think that that's making sense. She identifies herself to the president. She reads the president in, which is the cool covert language, that she works for a task force named the Culper Ring, which is actually named after a real spy ring from the Revolutionary War, started by Washington and like a couple other people. And it says that her job is just to answer to the president, do whatever the president says. And so she says, find my daughter. That's my first task to you.
Yeah. This kind of episode is, I think, it's the issue with however seven episodes we said, it's like not a lot of episodes. Like,
no,
I could have used one more episode between the first one and this one. That was just like Yorick day two.
Right.
So we could see how this stuff evolved. And yep, because it's such a shorthand, it's like I am now trying to pick this apart and why things aren't working the way they are. Like, I need an episode where it's like, okay, now the cell tower shut down. Now the internet works or doesn't work. Now's when the power goes out. Now's when we're like trying to evacuate the city. Because there's no power, but I don't know why they're evacuating the city. They just let people stay in there, I guess. I don't know what they're... Are they planning on nuking it or something? I don't know.
No, it's just going to be too dangerous. They're just trying to save people.
But I need an episode between day one and day 63. Just to kind of... ease ourselves into this. Like, you know... that's it.
Oddly enough, we need more exposition. Essentially, we need more context, because one thing I noted is Jennifer Brown just is now the president, and there's never a moment where they say, "Hey, you're the last one; you're going to be president," which could be dramatic.
That's the follow-up series. That's the spinoff. Hey, you're the last one.
But that could have been a dramatic moment. Like, okay, so everyone in the line of succession up to you is dead, and we have to swear you in. You know, that I guess what's terrible about this is it sounds like I'm advocating for the kind of stuff that I'm normally against, where they have to hold your hand and walk you through it and show you everything. But there's a fine line, I think, between like showing me everything like I'm an idiot or just skipping 60 days and not really letting us know how we got this far.
Yeah.
So I hear you.
Yeah. It's kind of tough. But I think, yeah, a second episode centered around Yurik, he can get that info through different channels, and
we can watch that all unfold.
Yeah.
I did see there was one shot of like the back of a garbage truck with like some dude's legs in it. So you can tell that they're starting to pick up the corpses and haul them away.
Right.
That was an eerie picture. That was pretty cool.
Agent three, I don't know, Sarah. Right? Sarah, right?
That's, she says she can call her Sarah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She folds the arms of the people, like Dracula's, mm-hmm. like they're a bunch of Dracula's.
So they could wake up, like, standing straight up their con.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't think that. Like, what if everybody wakes up? That's a good thing to do. Make sure they're in a safe position.
And no ID, because you don't want them to go drinking immediately after waking up.
Right. Right. We're swimming.
I do want to talk about she finds a box of her personal effects.
Yes.
What it finds, she knows where it is. She's got some knitting needles, like a paperweight, some document that I couldn't determine what it was.
It was the address.
A necklace.
Oh.
You know, that was in the envelope, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And some address, yeah. So that's interesting. That could go somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know what that... Yeah. I like her story. I think it's interesting. I don't know. Did we fully understand? She didn't know what she was doing there, right?
No, she didn't get briefed yet. She just knew there was a credible threat. So she embedded herself with Social Security. Social Secret Service.
Yeah, yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. I got you.
And then it all shit went down. She never got a chance to find out what the deal was.
Right.
It's my first day.
Eh. It's weird because I feel like I enjoyed this episode more than the first one because we're getting into the whole post crumble of it all.
Right. Things
but
are
at
happening.
At the same time, I'm like, there's certain logistics I need to know.
Yeah.
I guess they gave an explanation why Hiro doesn't want to go talk to her mom. And it is nice that the mom is trying to find her. So that makes sense. And they don't think to go look for Yurik because he's a man.
Because it's a dude, yeah.
But do call your mom.
Dude, call your mom.
Especially if she's like the leader of the free world now.
Right.
It's probably information she needs to know. And also, wouldn't you want to know why you're the last man?
Yes.
He says he doesn't know how come, so go to your mom and find out.
Or at least, yeah, you know what? I think you nailed it when you said at the beginning there, even if she's not the president, like, call your mom, call your sister. Hey, I'm alive. You probably think I'm not. It's my job to let you know as soon as possible.
Literally, when an earthquake is happening, I'll just text my mom. I'm fine.
I'm cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
The cell towers get lit up because everyone's letting their moms know if they're okay.
Yeah. And so we have a short scene with the former president's aide trying to get inside.
Trying to get in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then outside of there is a bunch of tents. Were the houses men? Did the houses go away? Once again, you can now live anywhere you want, pretty much.
There's tons of housing available.
If you live in an apartment, try to find an empty house to upgrade.
Maybe upgrade. Maybe get a penthouse. Well, probably not, because I bet the elevators aren't working, but still.
But,
yeah, and they're all lined up outside. This must be like Virginia or D.C. even, because she's at the Capitol, right? She's
right.
Definitely not at the White House, because the women overran the White House and basically tore it down, is what we're hearing. So the president's at the Capitol, and they've got fences outside and soldiers outside, and then the people are camping out there because they want to be there early for tickets. Like, you're right. Why would they need to be that close to the fence? Just be somewhere else.
I don't know.
I guess it probably what happened was people started to congregate there, say we're going to go and ask for answers and talk to the government, what's left of the government, and then the soldiers in the defense kept them out, and they just stayed there and congregated because people are banding together.
they kept showing footage of like Riot Squad versus ladies, and I'm like, the Riot Squad is also ladies. Like, I feel like it wouldn't be so aggressive.
Well, maybe that's just, I don't know. I think probably not. I think it would be just as aggressive.
I feel like this is the kind of stuff we would see if all the women died. I just don't.
I guess. Yeah, I get, like, in one hand.
It's so uncivil. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, in one hand, you'd think, like, after centuries of being subjugated, then wouldn't there be a moment where they're just like, okay, let's be cool. Like, something terrible happened. We don't have to turn on each other right away. But it turns out women are people too. So they are terrible. Just what like happened? Everyone else.
Yeah, women are terrible.
That's right.
And the Dharmalars.
And that's my pull quote.
But it's, I don't know. I feel like we need a day two through day 63. It could be one episode. Why is Yorick still spray painting?
And, you know, and all spray painting is going to go to naught if Manhattan gets evacuated. And interestingly enough, we haven't seen Beth. We don't even know if she made it. Like, she could have been on a bus at the time, driven by a male bus driver.
Right. Right.
I do want to touch real quick on. Go ahead.
It's just going to be me being curious about this timeline, and the skeleton man, her skeleton boyfriend that she killed, like he's a skeleton already.
63 days, man, that'll do it to you.
Yeah.
So I want to touch real quick on the on Kimberly, the lifestyle guru,
right?
And how she's. There's that moment where she's trying to get dressed and she can't zip up her own zipper because she probably never had to.
Okay, it made me laugh because I'm like, yeah. I'm watching this and I'm like, oh yeah, who's going to zip you up now? You don't want men around. Who's going to zip you up?
Exactly. It is a bit of like, it is a bit silly.
Oh, but she ended up doing it. And then like a big old bunch of her hair was like caught in the zipper. I was like, oh, that sucks.
It was a pretty cringy episode between the hair of the zipper and the shit water that York went splashing around in.
I thought it was Jake Gyllenhaal, but I don't know. But the poster freaked me out in the first shot when you see the poster of the dude. And then you see it's a poster of a dude. I'm like, you got me.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you did it. You did a good
job. So I guess we shouldn't. So what happened was he lost his monkey and he's trying to find his monkey. And that's why he swam around in the water. And then the monkey came back. So, but I think what we're meant to infer is when he's watching that video of when he brought the monkey home and Beth was commenting on it, they're having that moment together, that to a certain extent, Ampersand reminds him of Beth.
Yeah.
I think that's why he has such a connection with the monkey. So anyhow, Kimberly, there's this moment where some of the little girls are running around and she's like watching them. That's so fucked up because she's like lost her kids and here's other kids. That's terrible.
Yeah, Stevie said she had all boys, right? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
They're gone.
And she was so into them.
She was really close to her dad.
Right. Yeah, so she's just got, like,
done.
Yeah, she had a rough go of it. I guess we don't see her and her mom together yet.
We kind of sort of do. She says, "Mom, are you going?" And the mom says, "No, I'm staying." Or something. The mom was like tapping on the window.
Okay. She's crazy. And she was trying to get President Lane to, I think, go and raid a sperm bank that's in Manhattan. Like, make sure they get all the sperm out before they cut off the city, which actually kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
You're going to want more people eventually, you know?
Yeah. Now, I don't know if this comes up, but would a male birth happen?
I don't know. Yeah. Whatever happened, is it still there?
Yeah.
Like if you carry a male baby to term. What's up?
They kind of alluded to that when they were talking about that they already had material from other sperm banks and that they didn't know if it was still viable. But that could be, it wasn't, maintained proper temperature, or that the events of whatever happened would also render that genetic material useless as well, too. But they kind of hint at it a little bit.
I think that you would know, because within 63 days, in a country this size, several women will have given birth to boys or, babies.
There were pregnant ladies. Were pregnant ladies who are pregnant during this, the ones carrying men or boys miscarry?
Did it affect them? Yeah, that's, I guess, but here's what, so what I'm saying is, because of the large sample size of our country, that definitely is going to happen. There's going to be, 10 boys born in America today. I don't know what the birth rates are, but it's got to be staggering. Yeah. But on the other hand, you don't get information from every corner of the country now. Yeah. She's in Virginia. She only gets information for Virginia potentially. If something happens, it doesn't mean that you know about it.
Yeah. But
I'm going to look at how many babies born a day in US.
It's going to be like thousands.
10,267. This is from 2019. I mean, wow. Okay.
So, did the boy survive?
That's an interesting question.
I was looking at I just was watching the opening credits a little bit more this time. It opens with a nuclear blast of blood that then dissolves into a petri dish. So I'm thinking they're saying that it is some sort of a virus?
Or a weapon?
Or a weapon?
Like a virus, a weaponized virus. Yeah.
Bioweapon?
Because the nuclear bomb is a weapon, and then it goes into the petri dish to show you that it was
And biological. The blood is a conveyance.
Exactly.
So, it's interesting.
Oh, gosh. Ryan says in 63 days, we could expect more than 300,000 boys to be born.
Right.
So, even within just where she has access to, she should have some data on that.
Okay. Episode 3. This is a prediction.
Okay.
We're going to see a trash truck outside a hospital.
Oh, gross. Tiny legs. Sad.
Terrible. No.
Possible.
It's just a subject matter that I'm assuming.
Yeah.
It's come up in the writer room.
For sure. If you, let's think about
when did boys
at whatever happened, there was only hybrid kids from that point forward.
Right.
Is this like whatever happened? Now there's only girl babies born.
That's what I'm thinking. And then viable. Moving forward, I guess I was going to say, moving forward, anyone who's going to have a baby, will it be female? But I guess that's up to Yurik. Any future babies.
And the sperm banks.
I
wonder if they have like...
Is the Y chromosome makes it, is this like in the sperm, right? It determines.
Yeah. Yes.
So
yeah,
off all those specific sperm.
Potentially. Yeah, and potentially, like, if what we're thinking is, like, just everything with Y is targeted, then it would be, like, you go to the sperm bank, you get a dose, you do the thing, and all that's going to come through is a girl.
Yeah.
It's going to be girls and girls.
So there you go. I think.
Or you have to get the whole batch, and you roll the dice on whether you end up with a girl or a boy.
Yark woke up. Which would be terrible. Yurik woke up the day after the crumb. He said, God, my nuts hurt.
Half of my sperm have been killed.
Yeah, that's interesting. Watching this episode really bugged me that there's only 7 episodes. Because I feel like we maybe skipped through a lot of timeline that might have been beneficial to us knowing what's yeah. really happening.
Right.
Hopefully we can get that information as it goes on, and we can get right. some explanation why some, like, the cell phones don't work, but the phone is still charged. But
right.
there's no, yeah.
Yeah, this episode didn't really advance things that much. I mean, all Yorick did was yeah. fuck around looking for his monkey. You know, it didn't, there yeah. was no really plot advancement there. So yeah, I'm looking forward to see what the next episode's called Neil. So that's interesting Neil. Already that it's what would appear to be a male name.
Neil.
So it's the name Neil, not like on your knees, Neil.
Maybe it's an astronaut.
Maybe it's an astronaut.
And it's a dude yeah. who that happened in Last Man on Earth. I don't know if you made it that far.
I got to just the part where you saw like it was Sudeikis.
Yeah.
Up in space.
So he was cool. So I wonder if he comes down, like if Neil, the astronaut, comes down, if he'll be cool or if he'll die.
Or if it'll be like, he'll start spitting yeah. up blood the second he touches down.
Would he be able to tell, would an astronaut be able to come back down in with no like crew? That's kind of, I guess that's risky. What happens in Last Man on Earth. Is we see his brother, Tandy's brother Mike, and just like blind faith, like trying to do reentry with no help from. And he's essentially going through what Tandy went through, where he's just up there and he's going crazy and he's ready to give up.
Where is it? Oh,
it's
yeah,
a,
yeah.
It's a last ditch effort and he decides to. God, that show's good. I recommend picking it up. You're pretty far into it.
Don't. Yeah, I could give it another chance.
I don't know. It's. I don't know. I like it more than this.
It's something
show.
That I would have to watch. It's. I can't listen to it like my listening shows.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It's a bit visual, but I could still do it.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've explored all we want to explore.
I'm still interested. I'm excited to move forward.
Yeah.
I'm going to try my best to just let the story present itself and not try to get too much into logistics. I think maybe after next week, there's not going to be new stuff where I'm scratching my head. I think it's going to be the same stuff.
Right.
So hopefully we've hit peak. Huh?
Yeah. We need to stop wondering how he eats and breathes.
I find it just tough to create a story of this kind. And you know, like the ramifications in real life would be astronomical and they wouldn't be able to touch on all that stuff. There's no way you'd be able to touch on all that stuff. So right. they're trying to do the best they can with the amount of episodes they have.
With like shortcuts and, yeah. you know, yeah. they're trying to show us visually some things and just like have us accept it.
Yeah. But I feel like they could have done it in one episode. Just one episode.
Yeah. Just one extra one. And they did have 8 episodes, which is standard.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be like Lost. Remember that show Lost? There's yeah. an episode called The Other 48 Days.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
Like that.
That caught us up on the tailies.
Yeah.
All in one go.
Yeah. So do that timeline, the other 63 days.
Right.
And just divide it up. What Yorick was doing, what Hero was doing, what President Lane was doing, and what like the agent 6-3-6-3-5-5-3-5-5-3-5-5,
and then like Nora yeah. Davis and Kimberly,
and kind of have it all, yeah,
yeah, just catch us up,
yeah. So,
well, we'll watch it next week and see what they give us with Neil. It's Neil Simon. Next week is actually they're doing Noises Off.
It's Neil Hamburger. Is that a guy?
Yeah, it is. Dude? Yeah.
You know, he showed up the news. Lost panels, right?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Like a humorist, like a humorist and a writer.
He always would be holding like multiple glasses of scotch and he had like the comb over. But I remember him yeah. showing up to Lost panels and asking questions.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like a character.
I don't remember that at all. That's
yeah,
awesome.
In character. And people would groan like it was
like that was required.
Maybe.
Expected.
I mean, this has to be like 16 years ago.
Right.
So he wasn't known. You might have just been like an internet guy trying to, like, you know, do his thing.
Just trying to do my thing.
I'm sure if you were to look up Neil Hamburger Lost Panel, he'd pop up. But I think he would just go to panels.
I will check that out. Okay. Right after Detroiters.
Whatever, dude. Just go watch Iron Man 3.
Actually, Ragnarok is on right now.
did you watch Shang-Chi?
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Do you know the tie-in with Iron Man 3?
I just know that there is one because you said there was.
And I thought that would get you in the theater because it's a really big part of the film, and it's probably one of the more enjoyable parts of the film. I think the whole film is great, with the exception of the last 20 minutes, which I feel betrays. It is spectacular, but I feel betrays the rest of the movie and what the rest of the movie built.
I was going to go see it maybe in the theater, like some afternoon or evening after work. It just hasn't worked out. And now I saw some words like it's going to be on, but Iron Man 3 is on TBS. Yeah. So I watch it. We did watch Hannah watch Endgame for the first time last night, and that is a long movie.
Yeah,
but with a lot of good stuff in it, and she enjoyed it.
Yeah, cool.
Solid kid. Yeah, you can cut that part out. That
but check it. Out. I don't cut shit out, dude. Why?
Why? Yeah. Why do the work?
Why cut it out?
Cut it out.
Last week, like as soon as we were done doing the afternoon recording to finish up the episode, Ben was like, so sorry, you have to edit. So sorry. And I was like, I literally have to splice the end with the beginning. And it literally took me 10 minutes, but it actually took me 20 minutes because I decided to put in the fun stuff. The SCTV thing. I had finished the episode. I had just done the footsteps. I thought the footsteps with the door slam was funny enough. And I was about to upload it. No, I uploaded it. Then I took it back down, went back in. Wow. And I'm like, okay, see ya. Like went and ripped the audio. I'm like, this will make it funnier. And I'm like, do I really want to go through that? I'm like, yep. Took the episode down off the internet.
Ton of effort.
But it was a really good. Effort. It was a really good joke, and it was pretty much just for you guys.
It made me laugh.
So that's how much I like Ryan, is I'm willing to spend an extra 20 minutes to add a stupid joke.
To give him a laugh.
And then when I told him that, I said, you should listen to this. You should check it out. He's like, oh, I'll do it after work. Oh, I'll do it after lunch. Oh, I'll get to it when I get. And I'm like, oh, God, he's watching Iron Man 3.
The only thing Ryan does
is watch Iron Man 3 and Ragnarok.
In your mind.
Those are Jesus the two Christ. Things.
Well, I got to take off, bro. Himes.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys next week.
We'll see you guys next week for episode 3.
Episode 3. Hey, I mean, it could be a good thing there's only 7 episodes.
Recording stopped.
Sorry about that.
We'll see you guys.
No, you're
next
right.
Time.
Like it could be that now things just have to jump into gear because they only have, you know,
right.
5 more episodes to do what they want to do.
And the closer we get to there, we'll either be like, "Oh, great." Or we'll be like, but I mean, if it does start getting real bad, I think we'll be thankful. But right now I'm good. I'm totally good.
Yeah.
I just have timeline issues and stuff.
That might be okay.
Anyway, until next week.
We're the Darmalars.
Why?
because we last, man.
All right.
Later, guys.